Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is Jean's Online Podcast. I'm your lovely host, Jean Vier, and I talk all things the way I see it from my perspective or other people's perspective that I empathize with. And this is Bedtime Talks with Jean. What's going on, my lovely people? I haven't sat on here and done a video, a podcast like this in so long, too many months. And I'm super excited, super ecstatic that I'm back and I'm better. I have this lovely setup that I put together. For anyone who is listening, not on YouTube, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. But the live or the video recording will be on YouTube at Jean's Eyeline. So check it out if you want to know what the video segment of this podcast looks like. Where have I been is the question for a lot of people, even for me at times, trying to figure out what am I doing with my life? Where do I want to go? So where have I been? Well, I graduated college. That was a big, huge thing that I basically made my main excuse for, that I wasn't producing content. I wasn't producing a podcast consistently. If you're an OG supporter, back to my first podcast, just Jean's Online Podcast episode on YouTube, I said I wanted to do 30 episodes in 1 year. I was so ambitious, and I had a dream, and I wanted to achieve it, and I failed essentially. And it's okay, because we learn a lot of lessons through failure. And yeah, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that I just failed, but I didn't understand how much it was going to take to consistently produce a podcast episode. Long story short, I graduated college. I got my bachelor's degree in journalism. Woo! Yay! Go me! I graduated from Indiana State University, and I moved back home with my parents. That is something that is hard for me to say at times, but I'm learning to appreciate this blessing each moment that I have. Because what is it blessing me with? It's blessing me with time. And that is something that a lot of us don't have enough of, right? Since I moved back home, I told myself I only wanted to live here for 2 months, 1-2 months. And I've been here for 3 going on 4 months now. So, you know, sometimes God has a different plan than what you want to do. And this is my time of listening and being submissive to Him and locking in, because I think He has something great in store for me. And if I actually follow it, I'm actually going to be really pleased with my blessings. This is a new set, a new way that I've designed my room, because I'm going to be faithful over the little, right? I'm going to be faithful for what I have, and I'm going to be consistent on what I have, the space that I have. Sometimes I wait too long, or wait for those perfect moments that's sometimes not going to come. And sometimes you just got to jump. You just got to say 1, 2, 3, go. Or sometimes you just got to say 1, go, and just do it. Psych yourself out of it. And now that I'm back at my parents' house, and I went from having this big apartment with so much space, having a whole content room that sometimes I utilized and sometimes I didn't, now I'm back into this little tiny 4 walls. And I'm thankful for it, of course, because I don't have to pay bills anymore, or at least I don't have to pay rent anymore. There's still other bills. Ugh, gross, adulting. But I'm able to utilize 2 of my 4 walls. I'm able to utilize my creativity, my artwork, and some of my savings to to get my LED lights. But sometimes you don't have that to continue to go, to continue to be successful. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today, is that we need to learn how to be faithful for what we have. Faithful over the little. Show God that you can work with what you have, that you are thankful for what you have and not just say it, but put action to it. Like I said, I don't want to be living here. I would rather be living anywhere else. I had a dream of living in a big major city and being surrounded by, you know, different people from all walks of life and wanting to get to know them and, you know, build a community. And I sometimes feel like I can't do that back in my hometown. And it is what it is, because what I am grateful for is that God has sat me down and I've had a lot of alone time, a lot of time to think, a lot of time to prepare myself for what I want to do next. And it's going to be so great. It's going to be so great. I can't wait to share some of my ideas with you all. But this new segment is called Bedtime Talks with Jean, hence that I only have these two walls that I can use as my background. And yes, I'm sitting on my bed. I think it's a really good, cute idea. Like, I can't afford a whole studio. I'm making a studio. So for those who are watching on YouTube, thank you for tuning in to Jean's Online Studios. Isn't it cute? Isn't it a vibe? And I'm very proud of it. Shouts out to Pops and them for helping me put it up. But yeah, I just, even though Jean's Online podcast, like in general, is a very broad time where I'm going to talk about literally everything underneath the sun from, you know, like just everything from politics, but to mental health, to how celebrities impact the everyday person, to, you know, emotions, therapy, you know, just relationships. I'm going to talk a lot about relationships for sure. But the main thing that I like to focus on is mental health and motivational talk, and understanding that for all of us as people in this world, we have to understand and never ever forget that you can do anything you put your mind to. Coming from a person, a 22-year-old young woman who is sitting in her parents' house in her brother's old bedroom and pursuing my dreams, right? Sometimes it can be scary. Sometimes we feel like, how the heck are we going to do this? It doesn't feel like we're going to be able to achieve nothing. Oh, we have this bill. Oh, we have that bill. But sometimes you just have to let go of those worries of failure, of not being able to live that lifestyle we're used to being able to live. And sometimes you're just going to have to get out the mud for real. It's important to remember that you just got to work with what you got. Listen, as much as I'm saying this to y'all, I'm really saying it to me. You know, sometimes I've complained a lot about how I need to have the perfect background, or I need to have the microphone, I need to have the camera, I need to have, you know, good sound, good lighting, even though I'm pretty sure there's a glare of this LED light on my glasses. But it's just about being consistent and actually having the time to be consistent. This dream of being a full-time content creator, or this dream of, you know, being a business owner, the key thing that we all need is time. And because of me being able to sit here without a job, might I add, I don't know if I said that yet, but your girl don't got no job. Usually when people ask me, I don't tell them I don't have a job. Usually I tell them I'm a full-time content creator, because that's what I am. Full-time, more than 8 hours each day, I'm doing something towards my business. I'm doing something towards content creation, because this is my dream and I will succeed. But yeah, so like I said, like now I've graduated. I've worked 3 jobs my senior year, and I didn't have any time. So there was not a consistency of content. There was not a consistency of me pouring into my dreams. There was a consistency of me being overly busy and complaining about all I want to do is just have my podcast. All I want to do is just talk and reach to people through communication. And now I finally have that. I finally have what I've been asking for, but yet it's still not enough. Sometimes we get what we ask for and we're still not satisfied. And I'm taking this moment, finally giving thanks and finally understanding that God has sat me down and all I have is time. I have time to do everything that I wanted to do in the past. Keep worrying about my future lifestyle, and how my finances are going to provide that. And I forget that the most valuable thing can be is time. Yes, I don't have a job right now. Yes, I'm putting all of my eggs in one basket. But when I tell you it will work, because I believe fruits of my labor, and I believe in manifestation, and I believe that it's going to be successful because I'm going to put the work into it, and I'm going to believe that God is going to fill in the rest of those blanks. I wanted to work other places. Don't get me wrong. I haven't just sat here and not applied to any jobs. Trust me, I've applied to an abundance of jobs. I've even settled, even though applying to a job has already been me settling. But I've applied to jobs that were local, that were in cities that they don't, it's just rundown cities. That's how much I've lowered my standard of thinking what type of job I would be able to get post graduation. When I first got here, like I said, my plan was to only be living in my hometown for 2 months, and I've succeeded that. I've been here for double that. But so many life-changing things has happened. I've gotten closer to God. I feel more peaceful. I've been eating healthier. I've been taking care of my body, because you only get one. Amen. And I feel great. I feel lighter. I feel all the things that I've been seeking for years. And that's only because of the grace of God. But also, I see that He has sat me down to bless me with something that all business owners, beginning YouTubers, beginning content creators, all seek and desire for, and that's time. Sometimes when you get something that you've been asking for so long, and a time that you feel like you need something else, like for right now, I'm thankful for the time, but also I feel like, who doesn't like getting consistent income? Who doesn't like making money? I do. You know, I was working 3 jobs, so of course I like money. but it's just simply like, money isn't everything. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you are being provided for, you have a roof over your head. Yes, you have to pay for other bills. I bought a lot of stuff in college, so I'm still paying stuff off. I have a vehicle, have to constantly pour money into my vehicle. I feel like society wants to rush us, especially, folks in our 20s. Like, I don't know if y'all have ever watched the show Insecure with Issa Rae. Like, she was literally in her 30s, her early 30s, or she, like, by the end of the show, she was 30. That's just a reminder that life is really just starting. And we think that it just starts when you get out of high school and you go to college, or you get out of high school and you take whatever route in life. But we need to remind each other, since society won't, to calm down. Take a chill pill, because we be in such a rush. I be in such a rush, and hence I wanted to be here for only 2 months, because I was in such a rush to go to move to New York City, to move to Houston, to move to whatever place, because I felt like I needed to be there to feel fulfilled, or I need to be there to feel success. But in all reality, if I went there, I would have been more miserable than what I was in my home, not my hometown. Well, some days I'd be a little miserable, but then I would have been if I was still in my college town, because depression, ooh, Jesus, depression. That's all I'm gonna say. I know that me staying here and getting closer to Him and grounding myself before I leave, because trust me, child, baby, I'm getting up out of here, and I will, prosper somewhere else. This is just it's a waiting period. It's a period of understanding, of teaching, of knowledge, and figuring out exactly what I want, because I have the time. Amen. Because God has given us the time to produce this content. And I wholeheartedly believe this is ordained by God. Like, this is literally what He wants me to do. So I love it. I'm so happy that I have the time to do stuff, but even though it's tiring, Lord, to produce content weekly and to post reels or TikToks daily, multiple times a day, even though I don't have anything else to do that takes up too much of my time, that it takes a toll on my brain sometimes. But yeah, He's giving me time to create, edit, and repeat. This is still hard, and it takes discipline, and there are little things that may get in my way. Lack of resources or lack of finances to pour into new equipment, But this period of isolation God is putting me through is for my growth. Growth in me and, you know, me and his relationship, my physical and mental health, so he can show me where this podcast can take me and what doors it will open. I've applied to a lot of different jobs. I've applied for even other podcasting host jobs, you know, trying to persuade the people who were hiring that just let's sit down and have one conversation. Don't. Yes, I know my resume and my cover letter is important, but I'm trying to. If we sit down and have a conversation, I promise you, you're going to be sold. I've applied to like maybe 20, 30 jobs. Maybe 30, maybe pushing it. But at first when I was getting all of my no's, like at first I was like, okay, I wasn't getting any response. Then I started getting response of like, unfortunately, your resume looks more than capable, but we decided to go with another candidate, or unfortunately, we're no longer looking. Boo, that sucks. And after a while, I was like, man, it's cool, because low-key, I didn't even want half the jobs. I didn't want any of the jobs that I applied for, let's be real. But I applied for a lot of entertainment jobs because, hence, I'm a content creator. I want to go into entertainment. But then I was like, okay, let's be realistic, Sean. You know, the enemy trying to plant seeds, trying to make you think that your dreams are unachievable. I sat down and I was like, you know, let me apply for more journalistic jobs. Like, I do have a degree in journalism. I feel like I had a good grasp on it, and I know I can be successful in journalism. I started applying for I applied for the Washington Post. Again, I'm still applying to jobs that are like, you know, not typical, you know, graduate students get into. I'm saying, Lord, oh, I lost my train of thought. See, this is why I wish I had a co-host, so it's just a conversation. But sometimes when I'm just sitting here, I have a conversation with the camera, I'll be like losing my train of thought. A lot of different jobs. I applied for the Washington Post. I applied for other newsroom jobs. I applied for a lot of different stuff. I even applied to some universities because I worked in residential life for 2 years in college. And hashtag don't do it. Hashtag do not be a RA in college if you want to have a college experience. Sidebar. Okay, back to business. Applied to a university in a neighboring city close to me. And I felt so good. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get this job. I'm definitely going to get this job. Like, I have 2 years of experience. I actually have the experience on my resume in this job. All I need, at least give me an interview. They have not even called me back nor told me if I got an interview, if I didn't get an interview. I reached out to them 3 times. My God. 1, 2, 3. The Holy Trinity. I reached out to them 3 times and nothing. So that sucked. That kind of, you know, was a little Debbie Downer, because I'm like, y'all literally need me. Like, and as much as I said I hate residential life, the people that I worked with was just it was just terrible. The whole thing was just terrible. Jesus. But I'm like, okay, I'm not in school. I don't have to worry about balancing all that stuff. If I'm just actively helping college students, helping with events, I was applying to be a program assistant. And I really wanted that job because I'm like, oh, I can still go to the gym. I should still be able to do full-time content creation. I'm just going to have to, you know, tweak it around my schedule. And then I remembered that was the old Jean. That's what Jean would used to do senior in college, John would sit there and work 3 jobs and be a president of this, a secretary of that, have all these different friendships that she has to uphold, and still facing tragic things, and still having no one to talk to, but still trying to go to therapy weekly. And then when you're at therapy weekly, it's just like, dang, I really have too much time. I mean, I really have so much to talk about that, and so much that's going on in my life that this hour is not enough. And then you're fighting depression, you're fighting you know, those thoughts of unaliving yourself. And I just saw the slippery slope that it was going to take me, just like that. Even doing those 3 things, making sure my mental health and physical health was good, pursuing content creation full time and working a full time job, doesn't seem like much to many, But the way my mental state was, I'm like, that's not gonna work, because I have beaten and torn myself down for so long that I feel like sometimes I can't do the basic everyday things right now, because I have to build myself back up to being able to being strong enough to do those things. Because right now, this is not working for me. It still sucked, because obviously, like, you want to have a stream of income, a consistent stream of income. So obviously, for my case, I can, all the money that I've taken out of my savings, I can build it back up and also pour into investing more into like my content creation. God has a different plan. And what's crazy is that, you know, I was reading my word, and yes, there's going to be segments of me tying everything back to the word, because it has helped me and has given me so much clarity. And I feel like more people should feel like this. You know, it's that like when Christians first get saved. I mean, I grew up in the church, but that whole testimony is for another day. But when you know, kind of have that epiphany of like, wow, this is great. This is a cheat code to life. This is a good feeling. This is a purpose filled feeling. More people should feel like that. But, you know, we all understand that the whole conversation of religion and belief and spirituality is complicated, but we're going to uncomplicate it furthermore on Jean's Online Podcast on a later date. But on today, I was reading Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Now, a lot of people talk about Ecclesiastes and they kind of be like, oh, it's such a depressing book. And for some of my believers, and if you're not a believer, I encourage you to just type in the Holy Bible or type in on your cellular device on whatever the heck and look up Ecclesiastes chapter 5. And it is entitled, at least on the NIV book, that money is meaningless, or finances is meaningless. And all of Ecclesiastes talks about how everything is meaningless, right? As I'm seeking for a job, and I feel like I'm kind of making it sound light on the whole aspect of like me not getting a job or me applying to jobs. Like, it wasn't a light situation. I was okay, a certain amount of days, I'm applying to 2-3 jobs a day. And for when you are applying to jobs after, you know, post-grad, you're redoing, revamping, editing, over editing your resume, over editing your cover letter. And when you keep getting no's, you're like, okay, it's something I'm doing wrong. And sometimes it's nothing you're doing wrong. Sometimes it's not meant for you. And the type of passion that was birthed within me, the type of creativity that I have, I know that I'm destined for greater, and I know that I want more and I'm going to achieve more. But in the society we live in, you know, finances, I need it. Oh, I'm a bum. I don't have a job. I'm not being successful because I don't have a job. I see, you know, you often compare yourself when you're in a time of doubt or when you're in a time of a low period. You're like, dang, I see my friends. They may have moved, or I see this friend going to grad school. Maybe I should have went to grad school. Maybe I should have furthered my education. Girl, no. You know you ain't want to continue doing school. That's why you left immediately after you graduated. You was up out of there. So it's just like sometimes you start thinking of stuff that you probably would have never even done. And when I look at, and then it's like everyone else here, you know, my parents and my brother, they're all working. And so it's just like everyone's busy with their day of working, getting paid money. And I'm sitting here talking about, oh, yeah, I've been working hard. I've been doing a lot because I'm producing my content. I'm recording more and all this other stuff. And it's just like, oh, but you had a hard day, too. I bet you did. But, you know, I ain't get paid nothing. Sometimes the enemy, you know, that doubt that the enemy has placed in us, sometimes it creates these other crappy feelings of feeling less than. And when I was reading the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5, I was like, you're right, God. Money is meaningless. And when the writer is talking about how everything is, because I ain't gonna lie, I did my further research to know who wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. I'm not gonna hold you, okay, clock it. But I'm like, you're right. It's meaningless because without God, without faith in Him, everything is meaningless. And this is why some people be like, oh, that's so depressing. And it's not depressing. It's supposed to push you to understand, to change your perspective, to change the way you see life, because we focus too much on the materialistic things. We focus too much on the way things look. It's more than just the money. And how good is it to sacrifice the need for money, the need for all the wants right now, just so you can pour all that time, which is more valuable than anything, more valuable than any coin. I'm taking the time that God has given me to pour, to invest into this, into what I love to do. And that is what it's about. I remember I was in the kitchen. Mind you, this is only like 3 weeks ago, so this is fairly new. I was in the kitchen and I was boohoo crying to my mother because I felt like a failure. I felt like I just kept losing. And I was like, God, like, why? Please help me. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm desperate for you. I'm thirsty for your love. I'm thirsty for what you have called me to do. And I keep failing. I keep feeling like I'm failing, that all these jobs keep telling me no. I don't even want these jobs, yet I keep applying to these jobs. I'm praying over the cover letter. I'm praying over the resume. I'm praying. I'm asking God, please, like, soften their hearts and let them be able to see my perspective. Let them to empathize with my situation, and maybe I can get a job. And also, like, I'm not applying to any jobs in the state because I don't want to live in the state anymore. And after I read that chapter, he's like, baby girl, you worried about money? You worried about the funds right now? You ain't got no kid. You don't got no husband. You don't have to take care of your family right now. Right now, your family is still able to take care of you. Focus on the gift I have blessed you with, and focus on what you have now, and everything else will follow. And I'm like, really? And because then it clicked in my mind that I was trusting him in everything else. I was trusting that I saw the vision that he gave me, how I can be successful doing this, how I can have a successful podcast, fulfill my dream of being a talk show host. But I didn't release the fear of not being financially stable. Because of some of my life circumstances, I was raised, I grew up being hyper independent. My whole 4 years in college, I was hyper independent. I didn't want to ask no help for nobody. Yes, thankfully, by the grace of God, my parents still helped me. But that pride, I was like, no, I don't want to ask nothing for y'all because I don't want no one to hold it over my head. It always, when it came to money, when it came to not understanding something, like when I got my first apartment and I'm trying to understand things when it comes to bills, different things that come with having an apartment and paying for everything, like, I sometimes you need help. And either I didn't feel comfortable enough asking for help, or there wasn't a space created sometimes where I feel like I could go to ask for help, but get based off of past stuff. I was just like, man, forget it. I'm gonna figure it out. Even in my worldly relationships with my family, and I didn't trust and I didn't believe in them that they could help me in a time of need financially, I still didn't believe that God could help me in a time of need financially. Right now, all of my needs are met. All of my needs are met. Some of my wants, you know, progress. But he has showed me and brung me back into a place of realization, a different perspective, that babes, you're literally good for your stuff, for your videos to kick off the ground. You literally have everything you need because you already invested, like, you know, a couple thousand dollars into your content creation. I'm just like, wow, you're right, dude. Right on. So in that moment, I decided that I'm not going to apply to another job for 6 months, and I'm not going to focus on anything else except for content creation and my health for the next 6 months, which is a big thing because I did the calculations. So I'm able to, you know, of course, continue to pay all of my bills and still have a little money left over by the time my 6 months are up. And then, okay, after the 6 months are up, we'll reassess. That's kind of what I'm feeling. But I'm believing on this wall right here. For those who are listening on a different platform, I have a little empty space on my wall. I will have a YouTube plaque on this wall soon, in the name of Jesus. Okay. Yeah, it's getting serious. Okay, I've been messing around and playing for too long. It's time to lock in, and it's time to get focused, because at the end of the day, I have the opportunity, and I'm going to be faithful over the time he has given me. I'm going to be faithful over the things that he has allowed me to pour, to invest into my business now. I'm going to be faithful with it. And with that faithfulness, oh God, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. And I can't wait, because y'all may not be able to see what's in my brain cells and in my file cabinets in my brain. But let me tell you, Lil Jon over here is about to go I up. But really I want to create a safe community, a safe space where we can talk about these heavy things that are heavy on our hearts, that a lot of us don't talk about, especially in the Black community, but in other, you know, communities where it's just like, you know, it's just we finna get through this with God's help. Even what God has already blessed me with by being faithful over what the little that I've already been doing, it's amazing. Like, sometimes we forget to celebrate the small wins. Like, I've talked about it on other platforms. Like, I've talked about it on TikTok and Instagram, about, you know, being really happy of finally reaching 100 subscribers on YouTube. And that, I mean, that's dope. Like, I remember when there was 20 of y'all, you know what I'm saying? And when, like today, like when I made my notes a month ago of this podcast, I put in my notes, I'm thanking God that I have 120 subscribers. And today, a month later, I'm thanking God that I have 130 subscribers. So while the time of me even being at home, I've already gotten your amount of numbers and subscribers already. So it's just like, if I keep pouring into it and keep doing what I'm doing, it's gonna keep growing. Just with anything. In my situation, I'm talking about content creation, podcasting, you know, YouTube. In your situation, it may be working out. In your situation, it may be actually having a 9-to-5. Or in your situation, it may be opening up a business. Sometimes you have to keep working consistent little by little, and each moment take it captive and decipher what you need to do in that moment. And all those moments will add up, and all those moments will come into a beautiful flower, a beautiful something. You know what I'm saying? Like, each day I wake up, some days this past week I was like, man, I'm already tired of posting every single day. And today, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't post, but it's okay, we praise God. But I'm like, dang, I'm tired, because I know I have greater content coming out, and it sucks because I feel like I gotta wait till the good stuff comes out for me to post, which is, you know, kind of a toxic trait with my own business. Sometimes you just gotta keep going. Even my own, like, journey with working out, like, some days I'm like, I don't feel like going to the gym, or I go to the gym and I'm like, what is the point of this? I don't see nothing, no results after months of doing whatever, months of training. Well, not months of training, a month of training. Sometimes you may not see no results right then and there, but in 2-3 months, if you keep doing that, yeah, baby, you're going to see some results. So sometimes we have to take the same mentality and turn it to different aspects of our life. Some people may be good at the consistency of working out, but that same consistency, that same discipline can be used in other aspects of your life. And for me, I'm taking that discipline and doing it with content creation. And I'm learning how to be faithful over the little, because I want to show God, I want to show, you know, him that I understand the purpose he has given me was for a reason, and I understand how to utilize it now. Before, I had different ideas, but now he has given me a clear vision on how to approach, you know, my dream and to be used by him to reach to you all of the different ways that he can bless our lives, the different ways that he can save our lives, the different ways that he can bring us peace, joy, love, all these good things. And sometimes we get so wrapped up in life and the scariness of it and the worry of it, and we forget that we can take a moment of peace, of quiet, and understand that everything is in His hands, that I don't have to worry about every little thing. I don't have to overthink every little thing. Even when it comes to YouTube, even when it comes to, you know, my other business ideas, I don't have to worry about it failing. I don't have to worry about all these little unimportant things, because at the end of the day, everything is fading. You don't know when your last moment is going to be. So it's like, take each moment captive. And not worry about tomorrow, for today brings its own troubles. Matthew 6:34, I'm summarizing, and it's in the NIV or NLT. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow brings its own troubles. Today's worries is enough for today, or vice versa, something like that, y'all. But Matthew 6:34, that's my favorite scripture. Y'all should check that out. It has really given me a sense of peace, a sense of relaxation, especially when I'm so futuristic in my thinking and in my dreams. Sometimes it's hard to dial it back and take each little moment captive, and each little moment as like, okay, yes, this may seem small now, but in the bigger picture of things, it's huge. In the bigger picture of things, it's making a difference, because all those small moments are gonna add up. Another thing I want to give thanks to, of course, again, for the millionth time this episode, I'm giving God thanks for the time, for all those moments. Now I have more of those moments to myself and to pour into my dream. Like, it's finna be so dope, y'all. Like, aren't you excited? Because I'm over here geeked. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm like geeking out right now. Today we say thank you to Jesus for the opportunity to be faithful over the little. Like, that's dope, bro. Like, not just the little in podcasting equipment, not just the little in finances, the little in space to live, the little in subscribers, but this is a milestone. It's a milestone thought, an epiphany that some people don't get until they're 30. And the fact that I'm only 22, I think I'm doing pretty darn good with my life. I think I'm finally figuring it out. It may have taken me a little bit, but I think I'm doing pretty darn good. We thank God for all these things that may seem simple or may seem little. I don't have enough. I don't have enough subscribers. I don't have enough equipment. I don't have enough money. But God is sitting me down and telling you, you do have enough. And let me show you what you can do if you be obedient to what I'm giving you to do and what I'm telling you to do. So I'm like, all right, bruh. All right, Brody. All right, I got you. Let me lock in. So hence, you about to lock in. I'm going to take it episode by episode, and we're going to see to how many episodes we get. I'm trying to change my perspective on the whole setting goals thing, because I feel like I made a fool of myself on my first podcast episode. And I said, yeah, let's get it. Let's go. 30 episodes by the end of this year? Like, girl, who are you kidding? Like, you fell into a deep, deep depression, like, right after that episode. Grateful for this opportunity, though, because I love my work. Like, I have a couple of videos uploaded on YouTube, but I love what I do, and I love my creativity and the opportunity to be creative, the opportunity to do this. I work really hard to express myself. Now, some of my friends, like, I'm usually known as the overly sensitive, you know, friend in the group, or not even the friend in the group before I really got friends, but the daughter, the sister, you know, the really, oh, she's always crying, you know, there's always something wrong with her, but there's always a reason for our emotions. And I feel like it's important for us to express it and to not hide away from it. Yes, granted, there's some people in this world who lack empathy, who lack compassion, but I'm telling you, on Jean's Eyeline podcast, we will get into the nitty gritty and we will talk about all of the things. Being faithful over the little, I'm really excited to see where this is going to take me. I'm really excited of the different doors it's going to open, because of all the doors that were slammed shut in my face. And I truly believe that shut them in my face so I can create my own door, in a sense. And this door, which is y'all, hey, and this door is going to open up other doors that are going to be wide open. And I told myself this once before, because I thought I had a PR deal coming up. That's a whole nother story that I'll say another day. But I had a PR deal and it fell flat. And oh, I was so hurt, because I'm like, yes, I'm finally making some progress in this content creator world. And just lack of you know, being professional. I was so like irritated. Because, you know, folks was just, you know, don't know how to, you know, black people, unfortunately, some of us are not as professional as we think or we want to be. The PR deal fell flat. And I was like, wow, this is, nothing is working. Like every door is closing. And I told myself, when I thought I had the PR deal, when I thought it was working, I got excited. I pre-made a video to post on TikTok. And I said, for every no, there is a yes. Even though I got all those, you know, 15 or however many no's, and even the PR deal, which I really thought was going to work, even they said no. I told myself when I thought I was going to have a yes, that for every no, there is a yes. And that rings true, because even right now, I can't see a winner. Even right now, I feel like every time I wake up, I'm losing. Every time, you know, I still get emails from the jobs that I used to apply for, basically saying that I ain't get it. I'm like, dang, I keep losing. I keep facing losses. And it's okay. And I finally understand, and I finally get that it's okay, because I'm getting L's on things I didn't even want. I'm getting L's on jobs I didn't even want. Like, how crazy is that? Like, and I brainwashed myself in thinking that because I didn't want the job, that it would hurt less if I didn't get the job. But deep down inside, I was really like, man, I feel like me having a job gives me a sense of purpose, but really it's a false sense of purpose, because that's not what God wanted me to do. And that's neither what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Even as I was graduating college, I'm like, bro, I don't want to do this. Like, I just don't want to. Like, I want to do this. And again, obviously the whole thing, like, he has given me the time and he's given me the opportunity to be faithful over the little. And I'm pumped, right? Like, I'm so excited of where this is going to take me. I'm excited for the journey. Tis the season for being faithful over the little. And I hope this motivates you. I hope this, you know, puts some things in perspective. Thank you so much for listening to the entirety of this podcast. I appreciate each and every one of you that has taken the time out to support me by even listening to see what I have to say. What is Sean's online perspective? What is the way that she sees it? And the way that I see it is that this is my season of being faithful over the little. And this may be your season too, to be faithful over the little. So take a time today, tonight, before you go to bed, since this is Bedtime Talks with Sean, and align yourself with God, align yourself, you know, with your thoughts, and like, you know what is it that I want to do? And if you immediately have a thought, man, you can't even do that, false, cast it down. But no, seriously, because we are powerful beings, and we need to tap into that power that God has given us, because when I tell you, it's amazing, and I'm going to show it to you, I'm going to prove it to you through my life story. This is the pilot episode of my new segment, Bedtime Talks with Jean. I'll see y'all next week. Or, you know, make sure you tune in next week for the next episode, Jean's Online Podcast, The Way I See It. And signing out, this is Jean. Bye, y'all.